All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
So I want to start with my own equation for measuring access. Call me bourgeois, call me lame. It's my Starbucks equation. Whether it delights or nauseates you, Starbucks offers coffee, a bathroom, and Wi-Fi, all in the same place. And there are over 200 locations in Manhattan. I mean, from here where I'm sitting in Soho alone, I think I could walk to about half of them without breaking a sweat. But in the Bronx, there are six. I'm not saying that the Bronx needs more Starbucks, but I'm using this comparison to point out the lack of convenience there. And this is where I'm going to bring in reporter Alisa Roth. Hi, Alisa.
Hi, Manoush.
So you're back from a day in a Wi-Fi van that drives around New York City from one public housing development to another.
That's right. I went to the Bronx. Now, it's probably obvious if we're talking about public housing, which is what we're going to do in a minute, but this is one of the poorest congressional districts in the country. Anyway, I spent the day in the van outside a development called the Morris Houses.
And, you know, Alisa, maybe we should point out here to our listeners that you and I, we are two white chicks, because I do think point of view should not be disregarded with a story like this.
It's true. I think probably the bigger point here is that most of the people who live in this area are people of color. Somebody actually came up to me while I was standing on the street in the Bronx and asked if I was lost, because that's how much I stood out.
But you weren't lost, right, Alisa? You did find the van.
I did find the van. The idea of the van, well, actually, there are two vans, is that if you can't get to the internet will come to you. So let me introduce you to someone who's actually a lot more helpful than most of the baristas I've ever met in Starbucks.
It's not what you know. It's not what you most recent.
You shouldn't believe Bernie Williams when he tells you what he does for a living.
Okay, my name's Bernard Williams. I'm a motor vehicle operator for the New York City Housing Authority.
He's not lying about being a driver. It's just that he's much more than that. Job counselor.
McDonald's is hiring the one on 3rd Avenue in East 149th. I just spoke to the manager this morning, so anybody that want to fill out applications, you can do it online for that McDonald's.
Mentor.
Good morning. It's cold. Listen, stop right there. Say good afternoon. Sign the pad.
Caretaker.
And I usually get started about 7:30 in the morning. Clean the vehicle, make sure everything is operational for the beginning of the day.
Then again, this van is supposed to be a rolling internet cafe. And it is, the same way Bernie Williams is just a driver. He and Joshua Stevenson, who goes by the unassuming title of IT consultant, staff one of the New York City Housing Authority's digital vans. Technically, it is a mobile computer lab, but the way it works, it's much more like a mobile community center.
So you've got, what, eight stations here? PC
laptops? These are our two Jetpack MiFis. You can have 10 stations on each MiFi. So basically, we have four on each, and then we have the available slots for people when they come to want to connect their mobile devices to the network. And we also have a printer scanner right here. So basically, if people need to come in, we've had that too, where people need to come in and make copies, and we have that available to them as well.
Something like 40% of the people who live in public housing in New York don't have broadband at home. So the city got a grant to outfit two vans, which circulate in two-week cycles among 18 public housing developments in the city. The day I was in the Bronx, nobody showed up for a while. Then around 11, it started. Brent Hamilton, Brandon Smith, and Christine Harden are looking for work.
I want to make a resume. Okay.
Stevenson, the IT tech, explains that applying for jobs is one of those things you really need internet access for. Even for low-skill, low-wage jobs like retail or stocking, where you used to be able to just walk in and get hired.
Basically, the majority of jobs you have to apply for online, and then a lot of the jobs afterwards you have to find an application for if the store itself doesn't offer it. They'll go to the store and they'll tell you, oh, go to our website and print out an application and come back and hand it in. And then also with the resumes, you know, like, yeah, you can mail your resume through email online.
Now, to be clear, it's not that everybody here is completely without internet access. A lot of them are like Brandon Smith.
My phone is my computer.
The van helps the old-fashioned way, too, by networking and word of mouth. Williams, the driver, keeps a bulletin board at the front where he posts information about training programs, classes, and jobs. Most of the people I met were looking for jobs, but people come here to do all the things people do on the internet. Candido Maldonado has internet on his phone, but no computer.
I'm here to try to set up. I don't pay for my rent. Right now, I'm paying through the cashier. It costs me $5, but some places charge $2.50, but the one that I go, so online is only 30 cents.
Stevenson, the tech person, says some people go online shopping.
This guy actually comes to us for his razor blades. There's a specific kind of razor that he has where you can't get the blades in the store, and he doesn't have internet access, so he knows to come by and order his blades through Amazon here, he'll print out his order sheet and all of that, and he'll be on his way.
It's hard to know how connected people who live in public housing really are, because the stats don't take into account how many people can access the internet on their phones, or how many wouldn't be on the internet anyway, like some of the elderly, for example. And just about everybody I talked to said they had a computer at home, or even a computer with internet access. Sometimes the computers are broken. Somebody else I talked to said the internet had been cut off. And for other people, there are just too many people using that one computer. I also wondered if computers have become so ubiquitous that it would be almost shameful to admit not having one. But what is clear is that if you don't have access at home, this neighborhood and neighborhoods like it don't offer a lot of other options. This is the kind of place where the candy bars are kept behind plexiglass at the bodega. So it's not surprising it doesn't offer free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we was about to go to the library.
I'll just go to the library.
That's cool. The library is cool.
But the library's hours are limited, and you can only use the computer there for a half hour at a time. Ayara Carter has another source for Wi-Fi.
McDonald's. Yes, chicken nuggets and Wi-Fi.
McDonald's isn't a long-term solution. It's also not clear to me that the mobile vans are. 6 hours once every 2 weeks isn't very often. Then again, the day I was there, only about 30 people came. Williams, the driver, says sometimes they may get as many as 40. Stevenson, the IT guy, says it's not exactly about the numbers.
We get about 5 people who came one day, and they all were looking for jobs, and they all were printing out resumes. Then, you know, it might have been a good day anyway, you know.
After 3 p.m., the demographic changes from job seekers to kids. Williams, the driver-turned-father-figure-scoutmaster, is in his element here. Like when Genoa, a skinny eighth grader, tells him his football team is going to play a championship game in Syracuse, and he takes the opportunity to make a subtle plug for college.
Oh, y'all going to the championship? Y'all going to play in the Carrier Dome?
Huh?
They have it online if you want to see it, if you want to actually see it.
I never saw it.
Okay. That's a good college to go to.
Williams always takes a low-key approach to the kids.
You know, if you can come play a game, a little relaxation, I don't see nothing wrong with that. It's their happiness that I'm more concerned with.
Whatever the kids are looking at, the van offers a safe, clean, quiet place for them. In a world that often isn't any of those things. Natasha is 10.
Sometimes I do my homework and play games.
What are you looking at now? You got YouTube?
Yeah, Gummy Bear, Gundam Style.
Oh my God, Alisa, she sounds freaking adorable.
She was.
Alisa, thanks so much for taking us with you to the Bronx.
You're welcome.